Welcome to the village. It is randoms with dial buttons, and yes, your very own radio tailor. My name is Dial, and I'm pleased to be alive. I'm pleased to be here. I'm pleased to enjoy what God has given me. Can I just ask, how are you doing? How have you been? It feels like it's been a long time. I know, right? You know, man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Don't ask me what a man's doing. So I have someone in the house, and together we'll be talking about today's random thoughts. Now, I know you've asked yourself this question oftentimes or over time, or you might not have even asked, but this is me asking myself, how come we have so many relationship counselors? You know, everybody on social media at some point has been a counselor when it comes to relationship. Even those who don't have anything regarding relationship, I mean those who are single and those who are divorced, those who are separated, they seem to have one thing or the other, one form of experience or the other regarding relationships. And they put this out there on social media for everybody to see, possibly learn from. But the question is, do we actually learn from them? Are we learning anything at all? Now, I had this thought over the course of, you know, before I recorded this, in that, how come we have so many of them, so many relationship counselors, so many marriage counselors, and we still have a whole lot of divorce and separations. You see heartbreaks every day. And it's not just petty heartbreaks. It's not just petty breakfast. These are huge things. And you wonder, how did it happen? Is there something we're not getting? Is there something we're missing? I need you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy this conversation with Matthew. I need to apologize beforehand. The audio might not be what you really like, but hey, you gotta make do with what you have. Yeah, and that's why you have to keep supporting so we can get better equipment. You know, better equipment to record our random thoughts and give you more explanation on how these things are, based on our knowledge, and you know, just get to enjoy every part of it. It is Randoms with Dial Buttons, and I like to say welcome to the village. I'll be back after now. Stay tuned. Hey, it's Randoms with Dial Buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's Randoms with Dial Buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen.
If you all know what I just heard now, you would possibly be saying, Dial, come on. I have a great friend in the house, and it's the village. What else do you expect? It is Randoms with Dial Buttons, and I have a great man. You've heard this guy's voice before. And you're about to hear it again. The last time we had a conversation, it was mind-blowing. It was something that's never... We actually didn't want to stop, but hey, come on. We don't want to exhaust your data. And I want to have something different. Not so different, but let's just say similar. I have Matthew in the house. Matthew, what's happening?
Not so much, brother. Good to be here.
Yes. It's awesome to be around and to be alive. So, you know,
yes, brother.
Over the course of the week, you posted something, and I have had this thought in my head for quite a number of time. And after I went on sabbatical and then I came back, I just thought, hey, come on, it would be nice for us to just talk about this. Everybody seems to be having a podcast. It's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. It's not a bad thing. I always tell people that are that know how to talk. Don't just talk. Have a podcast. The internet never forgets. You know, say those things out there. Leave it there. But it is one thing to have a podcast and another thing to know what to say. These days, everybody just wants to talk. And it's annoying that what they're saying doesn't even correlate with what they have in their brain. I'm sorry, but I'm not even supposed to apologize. Why are you saying? But it's the reality, it's the truth. Am I wrong?
Actually, you're not, sir. You're not, and you really, yeah.
No, continue. You were going to say something.
Yes, and really, you know, at some point when I felt the same thing, I was like, why are we all talking? Now, I kind of feel that it's exciting knowing that we all now have a voice, mm-hmm. and we're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a generation that was totally silent and quiet.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's for baby boomer / millennial. Not all of millennials though.
Not all of millennials.
And you know, yes, it looked like they can't voice out their opinion. You just hide your head somewhere. You don't want to be caught being different. You just want to cycle the wheel over and over again. So it's partially good. It's partially exciting knowing that a lot of us have a voice. We want to, you know, say things as they are. Trust me, it's exciting in a way.
But if, you know, no matter how much exciting it is, if you open some people's brain and then you get to ask questions that, did you just say this? You're like, yeah. And then you want to think, come on, man. This doesn't correlate with what you're saying. Like, a lot of people just have junks out there. And my fear right now is the new generation are going to inherit this junk. And you know what junk does to the body? It just kills. It kills the system. And
it's
annoying that there is nothing to, you know, minimize or censor. Yeah, censor the kind of junks that we put. You know, I'm a guy who likes food. And I like junks too. Now,
okay.
Whenever I take my junks, I like to always tell myself, this is your cheat day. Whenever, just know that today you are taking this. Tomorrow, they're not born you well. Because I know what would affect me. I know how much junks can ruin a person's system. So why do we have a lot of junks out there that doesn't even make sense? You know, someone posted that...
And the junks are getting so much engagement.
That's the annoying part. Someone posted a particular soda, and then I was asking myself, when we know that this soda is bad for us, why do we still keep making them?
That's
right. They say cigarettes is bad. It's bad for the health. But you would still see adverts of cigarettes out there. And you tend to ask, why? The truth is, we can't stop people from pushing out their vocal junks, but we can minimize it. Which brings me to what we actually want to talk about, marriage. The amount of popular marriage or proposal podcast out there. I'm not even going to talk about sexual podcast right now. I'm talking about marital podcast. It's crazy, my God. Matthew, I'm not married, but I feel like I'm married already. It's just crazy. Crazy. What's your thoughts on this?
My podcast. You know, really, I can't talk about that alone without really addressing all of the issues.
Okay.
Now, let me start from the junk. You know, you will agree with me that a lot of us have questions.
Yeah.
You will tell them people's face. They have questions and they don't even know who to ask. They don't know who to turn to. And it's natural that you want to throw those questions at people who are more experienced than you are, who have lived life before you. But it's just unfortunate that those ones do not even have the answers for you. So the next place you want to find solace is the internet.
Yeah.
It's flooded with lots of answers. Now, you can't tell which is right and which is not, especially when they give temporal solutions that looks applicable.
Yeah.
True. You know, I look at my podcast these days. Some will be telling you, this is what a man is supposed to do. The other will be telling you, this is what a woman is supposed to do. Or this is what a woman should do. The other man should do. And that alone is causing fights. Men are battling females. Females are looking for how to extract things from the male.
Mm.
Ask an average person, with all the knowledge they have, they do not know what to do.
Exactly. That's the reality.
You don't know that some of these laws are person specific. Now, if you would ask me right now, because whatever we say to will be my opinion, right?
Yeah.
But if you're asking me right now, one of the one of the things I've found true, or that is that can work generally anyway, irrespective of the location or a geographical location or place or time, is that when two people want to come together,
mm-hmm.
you may have to put away the biases.
Yeah.
The prejudice you have about what you should look like.
Yeah.
There's no see. You have to talk things out. More like, this is where I'm coming from. This is where you are coming from. What can we agree upon? What are these are my expectations? Can you work with it?
Hmm.
Am I a very sexually active person? Do I want to make $1 billion in a year?
Hmm.
What are your travel expectations? Having stated all of that, I think two people will be able to work. Even in businesses.
Yeah.
As friends.
True.
So, because if I'm bringing my ideology and you're bringing yours, we would have clashes, we have fights.
Yeah, exactly.
For instance, I may love to listen to this guy's podcast. You may love to listen to this woman's podcast. But they are not saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, expectations should be dealt with at the barest minimum and the least.
You're totally correct. But you know, I still tend to ask myself, for someone who doesn't know, who doesn't have an idea of what we are actually talking about, or what is in our head, how do you get to filter these things? I love this scripture so much. And I apply it in almost everything that I do, especially when I'm listening to messages or when I'm listening to people who are, you know, much more knowledgeable than I am. The scripture says, filter, test all spirits. Now, when I am testing, in my own sense, I am filtering certain people, certain words. Now, when I see that what you're saying doesn't apply to what I know or what I've read or what the Holy Spirit has shown me, I just lock up, I move away. Now, I don't know how people would get to that place. When I say that place,
can I stop?
Yeah, you can.
All right, Dio.
Yeah.
I'm a science student,
okay.
Right? And I'm pretty good at it, really. There's something we learned while we were in school. It's called separating techniques.
Yeah. That's in chemistry.
You can separate anything. Let's say sand. You can separate sand from sugar.
Yeah.
And you can separate salt and from water.
Yeah.
And all of those things. Now, when we are separating anything at all, we must first have a technique that we find suitable to separate, yeah?
Yeah.
You must find something you want to filter it with.
Yeah.
So, a man that does not have
a litmus paper or filtering.
Yes, a conviction of his own.
Mm.
How then will he even be able to separate or filter anything?
Sure. Now you're so correct. Now you have me there.
So that's why most times when I want to get into any argument with anybody, and I don't mean argument as people tend to think argument is not shouting.
No, argument is
weighing facts.
Yeah.
Then, you know, talking about your own, you know, idea and all. What I do is I want to be sure myself and the person we have a common ground. For instance, I can't walk up to someone of another belief, let's say a Muslim, I'm quoting Bible. It should be wrong of me because the person does not even believe in my Bible.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
True.
So I have to be sure that we have a common ground where we can both fish out truths. So those truths becomes our conviction to sieve out any other information that comes our way. Let me give you number two. Number two, I'm learning for a very long time, I'm learning to talk graciously. I'll say that again. For all of my podcasts, I'm learning or any speaking engagement at all, I like to talk graciously. What it means is, I like to give room for allowance, making sure that my audience know that I am not the sole custodian of knowledge.
True.
That all I'm saying here are subjected to test.
Yeah, if exactly.
Throw it away.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Don't think I am the all-knowing God. I am a human who is also working things out.
Who's also making research.
God bless you, sir. So I talk graciously, not trying to give people laws and rules to live by. That's why I tell them, and that's why I try to ask questions in all of my podcasts. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I'll raise my own opinion.
Hmm. True.
So I don't talk as someone who has already attained or is perfect. And I think that is what some of our podcasts lacks.
It's not a matter of what it lacks. It's a matter of what this person is researching on, what this person is pushing out there. Many a times I ask myself when I listen to some people.
Yes, sir.
In like 5 to 2-3 minutes of me listening to you, if I cannot understand or get something meaningful out of what you're saying, if I'm not convinced of what you know, I just push away. Because I feel like if you're telling me 1 + 1 can be 11, if you're telling me 1 + 1 can be 2, then you have to actually make me understand that it is actually 11 or it is actually 2. But in a case where you're just saying that 1 + 1 is 1, is 2, is 11, is this, is that, and I still don't get anything out of it. Like you're just jumping from one place or from one calculations to another, and it really doesn't make sense to me. I feel like you're just wasting time.
You start to ask, what's this person trying to prove?
Exactly. There is no common ground. There's no sense in what you're saying. And
so
I'm like,
it means this discussion we're having now, what to address both the vloggers and those who are listening to them.
You know, we're starting with the blog, with the vloggers right now. What you are pushing out. Before we even go to those who are listening. Those who are listening.
So what are you pushing?
Those who are listening have to be able. This thing is a long conversation, but we'll try and make it short. Those who are listening.
Yes.
They have to be able to understand what you're saying. They have to be able to filter. I always tell people, I don't force you to listen to my podcast.
Your convictions.
Yes.
You must have a personal conviction.
Yes, I don't force you to listen to it. But you have to be able to understand what I'm saying. Whoever I bring on the podcast, you should be able to flow with the person. You should have an idea of what we're actually talking about, not us beating around the bush. If we have no sense in what we're saying, if it doesn't make sense to you, don't listen. But if it does make sense to you, if you feel like, oh, this is something that actually correlates with what I am thinking or what has been on my mind, then hey, give it all the shots you can. Listen, share. Do you understand? The truth of the matter is, you can only force what you know on people. You can't force what you don't know. People tend to listen to sexual podcasts because they feel they can relate with it. And I tell you this, out of 10 people that listen to sexual podcasts, it is only 2 or 3 that can actually relate. The rest are just chasing clouds.
Oh boy.
It's just the honest truth. Is
yes, I don't care. That sells really. Anything that has to do with relationship.
Exactly. It sells, and then we keep having failed relationships, failed marriages, failed this, failed that. And I tend to ask myself, all these books you've read, okay, let me just leave books alone first. All these podcasts you've been listening to about relationships, about 10 ways to make your relationship work, 10 ways to make your husband like you, 10 ways to make your wife do what is needful, you still are ending up in divorce and divorces. Why?
So, Dayo, can I call me?
Yes, you can. It's a conversation.
Now, interestingly, these questions you just asked, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For someone who has been listening in, we realize that we've given partial answers to them. Before you watch any podcast, yeah, before you listen in, your convictions must be right. Now, people don't want to work on themselves. They want to listen to new things all the time, right? They don't want to, I'm listening to these particular people on marriage, right? Or this professor or this psychologist. Now, for me, is it workable? Is it factual, right? Then number two, the knowledge that you are feeding on by yourself. For instance, I gave an instance of the Holy Book. A lot of us read the Bible, right? Yeah. And we are getting knowledge, wisdom from there. In fact, it's usually one of our filtering material.
Yes.
To know if certain information you're getting can work for you or is true at all. A lot of people will sound factual, but it's not the truth. Let's not go there. Then number three is so as you watch those podcasts, the first 1-2 minutes, you already know if this person is speaking from your own place. If you can really vibe with this, what this person is saying. Number four is that is this principle that I'm hearing from the podcast, is it workable for me? Then number five, work it out. A lot of people do not wait to work it out. Work it out. People are running away from failing. And you know, failure is not failure in itself. It's just you learning what not to do. Pick those lessons and work it out. If you ask an average person, they have all the knowledge that it takes, but they are not working it out.
So you're saying now that we have a lot of relationship podcasts out there that can actually influence and help us, but we are not ready to do the job.
We're not ready to work them out. Like, I'm saying that is another challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't work them out. For instance, I'll give you an instance. Do people know that in marriage,
I can hear you.
You can commit to wait for yourself and your partner is not responsive, yet you still continue in that relationship.
Yes.
This is it. What we are learning from an average podcast is a transactional marriage or transactional law. Now, I'm sure there's a part of marriage or love that can look transactional, which is not bad. But when your partner is not responsive, can you still love that partner? People don't teach that. People are afraid. They will say, you hear an average lady say that, no, I can't keep submitting when he's not loving. Or it's affecting my mental health.
That's even another conversation.
He's not submitting. You see what I'm saying? So can you still working on yourself for as long as it takes, 5 years or 10 years, till your partner sees the reason to also work on themselves? Can you?
You know, it's mind-blowing when we say these things and we just tend to cover it up with the economy. Let's leave the economy alone. Let's leave the economy alone. Everybody. The truth is, you know, it's annoying when I was on TikTok earlier today and I was just surfing the web. Maybe because of what I have been liking, and I keep seeing marital podcast, I keep seeing relationship podcast, And I was just asking, all these things, is there actually one that will tell you 5 ways to not divorce your spouse? Is there actually one?
It's
annoyingly amazing. Is there one that will tell you 5 ways to not fail in your marriage? Because you know, you said something earlier at the beginning of this conversation that a lot of us, we just want to hear this, we don't want to put in the work, and aside putting in the work, we tend to not want to understand what we are even listening to. We don't even understand it. Because I can't imagine you. What did you say? Yeah?
Haven't you found out that reasons why we're not understanding the things that we listen to could probably be because we now have a short, is it memory span?
We've listened to a lot of junk.
Yes, that's due to the way social media has been structured. Immediately you finish watching a 2-minute reel, you scroll to the other one. And mindless scrolling, that you forget to even try to understand the knowledge that you have gotten. Does that make any sense?
It does, my brother.
You listen to too much without even sitting to understand what it means. I mean, when you sit down to understand, you can easily put some away as not workable.
Yeah.
At least, you can tell this one, no, it can't work for me. Or this one, no, it can work for me.
Like I always say, I don't always like to take too much time, and we would still get to talk more about this. But the long and short of all that we're saying, if you've listened so far, you would understand that both of us are angry with the way people are just dropping podcasts here and there. And I'm leaving you with this question. All of the relationship podcasts you've listened to, have they in any way helped you or affected your thoughts? Have they in any way helped your relationship? Can you boldly hit your chest and say that, oh, I listened to this person, or I came across a series of podcasts that helped or reshaped my marital life? Do you understand? I listened to this, I listened to that, and it helped me. Because these days, all that you have listened to, all that you have been listening to, between you and I, you know it has not helped you. You're just chasing clouds and laughing about it.
Yes, sir.
You're just laughing about it, which, in any way, you're just wasting your data. Matthew, before I let you go, final words.
All right. In all that you do, please, you really, as for marriage, you really can't keep anyone that does not want to be kept. And no man is created to be your all-sufficient. As much as you chase earthly things, please embrace the spiritual, embrace God. That is where the all-sufficiency lies. Nothing on earth can really satisfy.
Yeah, my brother. Nothing. Matthew, once again, you've blown my mind, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew in the house, and from the village, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
And so from me, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And I'm still saying this with all the caps that you can think or you can place on. If that podcast, especially relationship podcast, if it's not affecting you positively, if it's not putting you in the right space, in the right frame, please do not listen. There's a whole lot of relationship podcasts out there. I'm not going to mention names, but I'll tell you to filter as many as you can before you apply them to your daily living. So, we'll meet again. It is a big thank you. And I like to always say, welcome to the village.